All right, we're going to finish up this in Tanya Igeres HaKodesh number 3. We started the issue of L'shem Yichud, the recitation that Kabbalistically inclined Jews, Chassidim, and so on, say L'shem Yichud before the performance of a mitzvah. And the Noda B'Yehuda, Reb Yecheskel Shraga Landau of Prague, one of the greatest poskim that Klal Yisrael ever had, wrote a very strongly worded tshuva condemning the practice, that it's not something for the commoners to do. And the Ber Maim Chaim, in his Sefer Shara Tefillah, prints a tshuva, his response to the Noda B'Yehuda, although it's after the Noda B'Yehuda's passing, defending the practice, Klal Yisrael, to say L'shem Yichud. And it's just a heartfelt, awesome essay on mitzvah performance and performing mitzvahs correctly. We are now up to Simin Yud, which is on page Tuf Aleph. And although we may not finish it, you're going to have to finish it on your own because we got to get back to Tanya. So we'll try covering as much ground tonight, and it's interesting because he gets here into, hopefully we'll get to it, into Yomim Nerim, the days of awe. Ach, however, despite everything we've discussed until now, Leiba Mirah tell you, it's not about the talk. Talk is cheap. Raglias hadvar me'ela al levavai. The words that we've just spoken need to be ingrained in a person's heart. L'kabel olav oila ha'melucha malcha shemayim. To accept upon oneself the yoke of heaven. V'yishabed v'yachnia kol tayves libay eila v'yizbarach. And that a person should see to it that we humble and make our hearts and our desires completely and totally subservient to Hashem. Ulahachnis atzmaitachas yichuda yizbarach v'yisale, and to bring ourselves beneath the canopy of Hashem's unity. So that we never do anything which is not in sync with Hashem's will, that would cause us to depart from being beneath that unity, that oneness. Because if we do even something small, which is not for Hashem's sake, we must know that at that time we have exited from the domain of the One, Yehuda Shalaylam Baruch Hu, the One of the world. And Rachman al Islam, we have entered into the domain of the public, Makam HaKlipas, the place of the dark side. Kashik Kasavana Bezekam Bapavim, as he writes in his many Svarim about this concept, that there is no power of ground. We're either in Hashem's domain or we are in the domain of the other side. Umize yovai, by pondering this idea, a person will come li'ahava v'yira amitius, to a true love and a true awe, la'ahava oise tomeid b'shachvayi v'kumai, to love Hashem consistently and always, when we get up and when we go to sleep, all day and all night. And a person will not allow their thoughts to depart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even momentarily. Guys, pull up a chair, sit down next to Mendel so you can look in with Mendel with David. So that a person's thoughts, meaning he's saying, this is not an illusion. A person is always under Hashem's domain. The only thing is that we're not thinking about it. So he's saying, stop living in delusion means not don't delude yourself to think that you're living on Hashem's domain. Quite the contrary. Live in the world of truth. What's the world of truth? The world of truth is that we're constantly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant hashgacha. And when we think about that, how, if that's the case, how would it be possible that a person shouldn't exist in trembling and in fear and in sweat. To let their thoughts veer away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for a moment. For sure that we wouldn't be able to allow ourselves to deliberately do things that are against Hashem's will. If we really believed, if we really know and recognize, if we really believe that God's watching us, and he's sitting and gazing at us, and he sees what we're doing, is how would it be conceivable that we wouldn't be horribly embarrassed with a mortification which is boundless? Can you imagine? Would we talk the way we talk if we really believed that Hashem was standing and listening to us? Militzanus, with our mockery, v'lashon hara, or evil speech, ushkarim, and lies, v'chanuf, and flattery, v'dvarim, v'telim, and stam, idle talk, oy nivlas apechas, v'sham rechmanazon, or worse yet, would we use the kind of foul language we use if we really believed that Hashem was watching us? Or would we look at the things that we look at that are prohibited to gaze at if Hashem was standing and looking directly at us? We would be horribly embarrassed. And no matter which lim, or even on the level of thought, imagine if, and technology is not that far away from this, imagine when technology, let's see if I have another copy here, imagine when technology is going to get to the point where they're going to insert a little sensor and they will be able to read our thoughts. And all of a sudden we're going to have to start watching what we're thinking about, because there's going to be a tape, a printout, or worse yet, a video readout of what's going through our minds. Well, that exists already now. And the Ribbono Shel Olam knows it. So the problem isn't that God isn't doing it. The problem is that we don't see him as a reality. Now, so that's on the negative. Next paragraph. Va'adirabe, quite the contrary. Tzorech Adam Shaliba Yemis Ave. Our responsibility is that our hearts should desire. And our hearts should be inflamed and engulfed in passion to Hashem's service, and to do his mitzvahs. This theme is a uniquely chassidish theme, and it's, the Rebbe Lev Yitzchak focuses on it a great deal, and it changes. This is a deal, not a deal breaker, a deal changer. This is a hashkafic fundamental difference. And that is the concept that we as humans have the ability to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tainuk. It's an incredible concept. What's even more than just random acts of giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure, but even more than that, is that we have the ability to fulfill that which he has requested of us. He writes elsewhere that Chazal say anybody who has tefillin upon their heads, no, although what's the word bireisha mean?
With his head.
In his head, right? Vitzitz is big day, not al big day, but big day. Mezuzah bepischai, and he has a mezuzah on his doorway. Bechizik shliyachta. There's a guarantee that you won't sin. Adkan. He says, really? V'luchayra anuray b'nei adam, gam b'nei ish. We know plenty of people. Shasholish eil yasu lehem. They have mezuzahs on their doors. They have tefillin on their heads. They have tzitzis on their garments, and they very successfully manage to do all kinds of wrongs. And there are no guarantees that they're not going to sin. What's going on here? The system is broken, as it would seem on the surface. Says the Ber Maim Chaim, Ulam ki l'chayro ha'yilei leimar. Grammatically, it should have said, Mi sheyesh le tefillin al roishay. Somebody who has tefillin on their head. Ki alei ala roishay me tefillin v'lei b'roish. Because after all, tefillin are upon the head, not in the head. V'amnam b'mi sheyem al roishay levat. The problem with Yiddishkeit, the way Orthodox Jews practice Torah and mitzvahs, is that this mesimam b'roishoy? The problem is that we're putting them on our heads. Ve'ena mesimam, next page, top of Tov Beis. Ve'ena mesimam b'roishoy. The problem that we have is that we're not putting them in our heads. Losim mechshavti b'em, to place our focus in them. Then, it's a little bit harsh. Hareu kibisha menichat ala kaisel. It's as good as putting our tefillin on the wall. If we're not at all pondering what's written in the tefillin, what difference is it if we put them on our heads? Or we put them on the wall, or on the table? Chazal is telling us somebody who takes the tefillin and puts them in their heads. In his head, the tefillin are. His mind is wrapped up and tied about the concepts that are written in the tefillin. What is that? Interestingly, he's interpreting Yichud Hashem here as Hashgacha. The unity of Hashem means Hashem's divine providence, the fact that Hashem is one with his world and therefore he's watching everything we're doing. That's what we should be thinking about when we put on our tefillin. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power and the dominion, the rulership, and to subjugate his, through them, the desires of his heart and his thoughts, with the rest of his energy, with the rest of his senses. That guy is not going to sin because he's gotten the message of tefillin. Because he has the constant fear and trembling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the love of Hashem is completely wrapped up and one with him. Now, the same is true with the tamim of mitzvahs. Now here he uses the, generally, we translate tamei mitzvahs as the reasons for mitzvahs. But it's tamei mitzvahs is deeper than that. A tam is a taste. A tam is a flavor of a mitzvah. Kamei b'tzitzis. Shem al abakavis k'susi, the tzitzis are on the four corners of abigodim b'chdeisha b'chol tzad shigifnis, so that no matter where we look, yizkeh b'Hashem alikav, we should remind ourselves of Hashem. V'girim imenu, and we should fear malahamris negda chalila, to rebel against him. B'machshav toi, b'machshav v'dibe kaldu, even with a thought or a spoken word. Mikolshke m'maisach has v'shalom, and for sure in action. U'kamayim rakosuv, he says, I'm not making this up. This is what the Torah says. Uri isa ma'isai, you should look at your tzitzis. Uzachartem is called mitzvahs Hashem, and remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. I'll see some ice, and you'll do them. So we got this message here. I want to move on to some of the next paragraphs, and then he goes on to say that if we're not doing that, then we're missing the boat of what the intent is. Then he goes to the mitzvah of sukkah, tzila d'memnusa. Now go to the bottom paragraph here. And somebody who really pays attention when he's doing a mitzvah, inyan tamasiyasa, the reasons of the fulfillment of that mitzvah. The fichach masi ubinas liba. He's saying, and by the way, he's not saying you don't have to have in mind what the Ramak had in mind. So I'm telling you, if we just think about where each of us at our own level can have in mind. And by doing so, we place ourselves under Hashem's dominion. Namely, to bond our arms and our heads with the kedusha of the tefillin, and doing the same with the holiness of the tzitzis, whether it's our talis katan or our talis gadol, we wrap our entire being in the kedusha of the sukkah. We can do this with every single mitzvah. Towards what end? The goal is to make ourselves one with our Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol levav v'nafsho, with our whole heart and our whole soul. Ulam lichayol levakol eva ve'eva v'gid menemach evadav v'shesogid eva, to coronate our Kadosh Baruch Hu over every limb and every sinew and every one of our evarim. Malchus gemura, a complete and total acceptance of Hashem's kingdom. Lias evadloy, to be a slave, to be a servant to Him. And by extension, and since man is a microcosm of the world, when we do a mitzvah, when we coronate a Kadosh Baruch Hu over us, we are coronating a Kadosh Baruch Hu over the entire galaxy, all the worlds. How? Because as we mentioned in the tefillin, Pilois, Nise Mitzrayim, the wonders of the Exodus from Egypt. The proof that every one of our actions, as we do an action to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the proof that affects all the world is what went on in Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu played around with all of the heavenly, with all the heavenly beings. Every single mitzvah that commemorates, so to speak, the Exodus affects all of the Olamos. But he adds as follows: adds the Berimayim Chaim, ubeloiza. Without this, when a person places themselves under Hashem's domain, what does that mean? That means that a person accepts upon themselves to be completely under Hashem's command, to guard their eyes, their heart, their thoughts, and their mouths and their tongues, so that we don't rebel against God. What's the definition of rebellion? Says the Berimayim Chaim, the definition of rebellion is utilizing any one of these components, our thought, our speech, and our actions, for any purpose other than serving Hashem. That's a rebellion. That's pretty harsh. But if the purpose of mitzvahs is that in each and every mitzvah, Hashem gave us 613 methods of accepting upon ourselves Malchus Shemayim, so it's not like there's one statement of Hashem, you're my king. But as we say with each mitzvah, Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, right? Every mitzvah is an opportunity of hamlochas habayra, of coronating our Kodesh Baruch Hu over us. We're sitting here in, isolated in a corner of the world, and our action of doing a mitzvah coronates our Kodesh Baruch Hu over the entirety of the world. He becomes more melech ha'ilam with every single mitzvah that we add. He becomes a greater Melech HaElam. Why is that? So he explains. Ki Adam Elam Katnu. Because a human is a microcosm. We are called a small world. V'chol ha'nivroim nichlulu bai, and all creations are inclusive in man. In the four components of the neshama, Shehem, as we know, the four components are nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya. Hanil kochim, that are derived me'arba lomais, from the four major worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Yitzia, Asira. So due to the fact that every chelik haneshama comes from one of these worlds, so when a person accepts upon themselves Omal HaShemayim, they end up coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu over all of the Dalad Olamos, over all the four celestial worlds. What, that's over the spiritual world. Now let's talk physical. Ubigufay, where does our body come from? As Reb Chaim Vital says, Nichlal Kol Arbo Yisoidus. The human body contains in it all four physical components from which all physical things are made, which are Esh, Ruach, Mayim, Ofer, fire, wind, water, and earth. Shem Shoyrish L'chol Tzva Haaretz, they are the source for all physical things. Ki Kol Asher Nase Ba'aretz HaLezu, because everything that's in this world, Nase Me'arbo Yisoidus HaLodor, are made out of these four things. Kimavayar B'Rambam Zal, as the Rambam brings, that what? That everything physical is made of these four components. Is V'Gufa Adam Nilkach Me'arbo Yisoidus HaLodor. Man himself is drawn from these four base elements. So now we have all spiritual components are based in man's four spiritual levels of neshama. All physical components are based in man's physical structure. So when a human being utilizing his spiritual kaiches and his physical kaiches, which every physical performance of a mitzvah is by definition going to involve both the neshama and the body, he has now coronated HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fusion over all the spiritual worlds and all the physical worlds. Is therefore Kiyilu Mamlicha Mamash Al Kol Oilam Kulay. V'Yalkei Nama Chazal, with this it gives us a glimpse into the words of Chazal. Kol HaMekayim Nefesh Achas MiYisrael, anybody who saves a single Jewish life, Kiyilu Kayim Oilam Malay, it's as if he has sustained the entirety of the world. Unfortunately, the truth pertains, this truth pertains to the opposite as well. A person who kills a single soul, it's not as if, it is the fact. Man, every human being, is the full world. It's because every human being has all of these worlds in him, and the worlds are inclusive in him. So somebody who kills a person destroys all the world, and somebody who saves a life, now, the point he's trying to make is that we all see ourselves as being trivial, as being insignificant. What's my one mitzvah going to matter? What is one? Why my one transgression going to matter? He says, "V'alkein b'zesh odam amlicha yalatzme." When we coronate a Kadosh Baruch Hu over ourselves, shu nichdas tachas rishusev avidase, that we enter into a covenant with a Kadosh Baruch Hu with each mitzvah that we perform. When we take upon ourselves not to do anything that's not consistent with Hashem's avoda, mamlicha kadalim kule, we coronate a Kadosh Baruch Hu over the entirety of all of the worlds. Ubi yoyser vi yoyser. But how much more so manifold times? And this really gives us an understanding of the emphasis that the Baal HaTanya and the other Hasidic works place upon deeper understanding. One can argue, stop with all your fancy footwork and just be a good Jew. You know, I'm a simple Jew. I do the best I can do. Don't confuse me with all the spiritual stuff and all the powerful stuff. Just let it be simple Judaism. Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, here is the concept of why we delve deeper. How much more so a person who Hashem imbued with deeper understanding. And his soul knows etvas, a little bit, about the secrets of Torah. And we get a little glimpse into some of the secrets that are behind each and every mitzvah. Right? We have all kinds of Sfarim today in Hebrew and English and French and Italian, or you name it. It's all accessible. You look into some of the Sfarim and it talks about what takes place on a celestial level when we perform any one of the mitzvahs. Umakar, Shoyrish kol mitzvah be'eze midah, and the source, the root of each and every mitzvah, which midah does it pertain to? And where is the place of this mitzvah in the chariot above? I have no idea what he's talking about. You look into the siddur of Ramchal, right? Or any one of the siddur, the siddur of Reb Shabsi from Rashkiv, the Baal Shem's disciple. The siddurim that have the yichudim, the various combinations of Hashem's name that a person is supposed to think about at this time and that time. You look at especially Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the one thing you know for sure is that we have no idea what they're talking about. But you recognize that when they did know what they were talking about, that we're dealing with things that are world changers, that can change the destiny of the world, of history, of the outcome of Klal Yisrael, and who knows what. You're dealing with atomic power, right? And you see that Tziruf Hashem is Nichudim Vazivugim Shebuchal Mitzvah Mitzvah, what goes on as we can perform any mitzvah. Ve'ech la'am shecha yidei kol mitzvah mitzvah kol b'chid ha'shefel b'rachol l'chol o'ilam es kulam al-yonim v'tachtoinim ayidei tzinurius ha'shef ha'miyuchadim b'chol mitzvah. And we get to see through each and every mitzvah the kind of bounty and blessings that come to all the worlds above and below through the pipelines that are created through the performance in each and every mitzvah. There were good Jews who, when people came to them, they were able to see. I remember a story that happened with the stipler. There's a person who lived in our own times. He was able to see on somebody if they put on tefillin that day. You know what I mean? It wasn't because they had bumps on their arm. Ki kol mitzvah hu rotzin elikus, because every mitzvah is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sherotzeh shenasekein. He desired that we should do this. V'rotzein, the word rotzein in Hebrew, mishapech litzinor. If you transmogrify the letters, it spells pipeline. What's the point? Because the mitzvah becomes the pipeline that allows Hashem's blessing to come down to this world. And when we do a mitzvah well, we create a big, broad pipeline with much great, with the allowance for a great bounty to come down to this world. And when our mitzvahs are lackluster and they're cruddy, then we create a pipeline which is dirty and perhaps has holes in it, and we corrupt the shefa. When a person gets to know the pleasure and the delight, and the tremendous nachas and pleasure that Hashem receives, like they call mitzvah mitzvah through each and every mitzvah performance, through this unity of Hashem's name that comes about through them. And all of the lumens illuminate through these mitzvahs. They illuminate the darkness of the world. If we would have any clue as to what the immense power and result of our mitzvahs would be, how much more so would it increase our desire and our yearning and our love to perform them? But we're sitting in shul thinking that our actions are insignificant and that there's no, there does it make a difference if I'm there to say Yesh Mei Rab or not? Does it make a difference if, you know, what my Hanukkah's tefillin looks like? We're clueless. But if we realize the impact of one single mitzvah, Umitzapu miyachel, and we would sit and yearn and wait for the moment that it became light outside. Terem bayam, before the time of that mitzvah comes, bekaleis nefesh mamish, we would be pining and expiring to do this mitzvah, because our own hearts and our own souls would know at our level, as Gaidel Chinerkam, the tremendous preciousness of this mitzvah. The indescribable impact that our mitzvahs can have. Okay, so we got that idea. Next paragraph. Aval elu ha'oseh mitzvahs. Ay, ay, ay. But those who do mitzvahs, kigoylem b'li neshama v'chiyus, like a robot, without passion and without excitement, rak asiya gufnias levad, just physical performance. You know, they tell this horrible joke of a guy who's standing there like this with his tefillin, and he turns to the guy next to him and says, remind me, am I putting them on or am I taking them off? Right? And for those of us who put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and we can't even judge by the fact whether we have the indentations in our arm or not, that's not even a funny joke. So, if our mitzvahs are just physical, it's explained in the Zohar, Asher kol mitzvah mitzvah de leyisavid b'dechila v'rechimu, that mitzvahs that are done without passion, without love, without fear, they don't have wings to be uplifted heavenward. Because love and awe are two wings. They are like the wings of birds. That a bird has the ability to fly heavenward. But if the wings are missing, or they're broken, the bird cannot fly. So too, mitzvahs hanasin bilti ahava b'yira, mitzvahs that are done without love and awe, hareim gemoy b'lei confirm, they are like mitzvahs without wings, ubame yalo v'yifrachu l'mayla. What's going to give them the power to be elevated? Now, what happens, just maybe, that there are people who learn the Svarim, they research the mitzvahs, they learn all kinds of books about God, and lo and behold, it doesn't do anything for them. We talked about this on Shabbos. We learned a piece of the Spinker Rebbe Sefer, what's it called? Emir Yosef, thank you. And he talks about the barriers that we have constructed that don't allow the true emotion to touch us. Now, we all know what we learned in the first Sefer of Tanya about intellectual love and fear being of value as well. But here he's going to address it head on. V'omnam zayis teda. You must know, somebody who wants to love and to fear God, and we work on it as much as we can. How? By paying attention. We look into nature. And his wonders, and we learn about the angels and the celestial worlds, the worlds above and below, and we learn about all this celestial, spooky, holy stuff, and the other things that a person can use to arouse in themselves the yira es Hashem, to fear God, and to love Him to the degree that He can. But the im kolze, what happens if after all that work, lo yagia lahava v'yira ru'ya, it doesn't work? I put in the work, I don't feel anything. What then? Vahu, and that's because limiyat erkei b'sheirish nishmasai b'madreges ha'tachtonis ad niyay. There are people, and our generation is spoken about this way, that we are of a lower quality neshama. A neshama that's hard, it's difficult to get it into the spiritual mode. Or, that's one possibility. This is what the Imre Yosef said. Or it's possible that the person has created barriers through their own construction of walls through their sins. And as a result, they can't feel. They can't awaken themselves to feel the fear of their Creator. To love Him. So, tendency would be, as Jews who feel Jewish guilt, to say, okay, I'm lost, I'm a lost cause. I can't do it. I tried, I learned the books, I watched the movies. I can't relate. So I might as well give up. Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, lo yidag, the person should not be doig, you shouldn't die, you shouldn't worry. Loimer, chas v'shalom of the tikva, say that I'm a lost cause. Because my mitzvahs are not going to ascend heavenward. This is where a relationship to a tzaddik plays a role. That although we cannot perceive and we can't feel, but if we are connected to a tzaddik and that tzaddik is able to have that level of fear and love, that their fear and love assists us in elevating our mitzvahs. They are for sure doing their mitzvahs appropriately. Through the tzaddik, our mitzvahs can have their elevation. And he goes on to explain how that process works. And again, we learned about this in the first section of Tanya, that the gestalt of every generation has a mayach, has a reish, and a heart, and arms and legs, and everybody has their place in that structure. And that the reish of the people, the reish of the generation, has the ability to uplift all of the components, even the Akev, even the lowest, the heel. But there is a contingency. And that is that this only works once we've put in the work. That's the second paragraph on the page. Va'omnam, however this works. Shurak ba'ifin ha'nizkar, only if kishim yageya atzmai, after we've put in the work, li'ahava v'yira, to love and to fear of En Yochel, and despite that, we don't get there. But if we're lazy and we think we're going to get away by connecting to a tzaddik and the tzaddik's going to do all the heavy lifting, he says, I got some news for you. Your mitzvahs ain't going anywhere. The tzaddik has the ability to fill in where in the area that our own pe'ula doesn't have that kayach. But if we didn't put in the work, then the efforts of the tzaddik will not work for us. What time is it? Huh? It's 22 already? 42. 42. Quarter to. All right. I don't know. Maybe we'll continue this a little bit more. But the concept that he leaves...
Coffee.
Huh?
Yeah, more coffee.
I got to make some more. But the bottom line here that he leaves us with is that this concept of L'Shem Yichud, of saying L'Shem Yichud before the performance of the mitzvah, is to understand the impact and the power of what it is that we're about to do. That mitzvahs are not just recommendations or good deeds, but that mitzvahs have the ability to change the world our world, the celestial world, they have the impact and the power that they have is immeasurable. And the nachas ruach, the pleasure that we're able to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the performance of our mitzvahs, is indescribably great. And that is the focus of that little paragraph that we say before we perform each and every mitzvah. The shem yichud kud shabrichu shchinte is that the goal of what I'm about to do is to unify all the worlds to the degree where I can tell, where I can sense the immense power of the action that I'm about to do. That's the goal of the performance of the mitzvahs. Mendel, hit the record button there, please.
The note of Yehuda had the same understanding. So why would he object to...